Blog Talk Radio.
One swag on the mill going up like the stock market. See, I read them black range, yeah, I just parked it. I paint pictures with my words, I'm a nice artist. Man, I'm all about the team, never dishonest. I'm a winner, not talking about the sweet stakes. I'm on the move, so I really don't need breaks. You better catch up, man, if you're moving slow. Cause your time's ticking down like the Oprah show.
Don't you feel great? I feel so fly, and I hope you can relate. Got some brand new shoes and a brand new tee. It's the same old dude, but a brand new me. I've been up and I've been down. Thought I was the coolest motherfucker around. But I'm just another face in the crowd. I said I'm just another face in the crowd.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, E-N-T. Y'all know what it is. It's Thursday, December the 16th, 2010. And the wonderful thing about Thursdays is it's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. We're going to have Mikey P, the movie star, live in the building, playing some hot tracks with some of his artists tonight. Also on top of that, the hip-hop history, man. Just everybody right now, do yourself a favor and Google Feed the Wolves, man. Because if you ain't your business, they can't Google you. And I promise you, when you feed the wolves, it's definitely going down. I got my co-host live in the building all the time, each and every Thursday. Future Guru 100, man. What's going on, Guru?
It's all good. I want to shout out to Dear Mary Kay for this movement. You know, we blazing the trail. We blazing the trail for the hungry wolves. So shout out to Daniel Smurf for Feed the Wolves. Shout out to South Part of Don. South Part of Don working, you know, he put a little, I told him we was going to hold him down, but South Park getting it in, take care of his business. So we're going to hold him down and talk to Ferrari S. He probably going to call in. Shout out to Ferrari and Domination got the hot joint. You know, shout out to Five Alive and Money Mo, everybody, Ricky Red, you know what I mean? And West Now Get Bread. A lot of people out here rocking with this thing, like this family. That's the family I just shouted out. Shout out to Maybach Dice, you know what I mean? Told Ferrari, everybody going to get their shine. Ferrari want to interview because Ferrari handling a lot of business for the movement. Believe that, be clear on that. So, you know what, it's moving, baby. What's up, Diva Mary Kay? Shout out to you with the on-top Feed the Wolves live in effect joint.
You already know.
Got my request in.
Yeah, I definitely got your request in. Only do I got your request in, I got the special guest of the night, Mikey T, the movie star. I got his request in, so we're going to go ahead and show him some love.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your head, yo, because Mikey T is in the building. Mikey T, what's going on, man?
What's good? I'm in MIA right now, you know?
Look at that. Making moves. Boy, that boy don't sit still at all.
Major moves.
That boy does not sit still.
As well as impeccable moves.
That's my G right
there. Yeah, I'm working.
Oh, yeah, we see you working. Oh, we definitely see you working, and we just so happy right now. I'm just so thankful that, you know, we got real dudes coming in the building, man. It's all about feeding the wolves. I told Guru, I told Begum, I told Five Alive, I told Money Mo. I said, yo, when I get to the West Coast, I'm definitely going to be feeding the wolves on the West Coast. And, ladies, what's the point of getting a dog when you can get you a wolf, man? Come on.
Whoa. She just came up with a hot quotable. Like, that's why it's going to be on the next T-shirt. We got to shout out to Money Mo and let the ladies know. We got to have Feed the Wolf Ladies Edition, Diva Edition shirts. You already know. Some got to go.
All right.
Yeah, this is, I want to drop this on you guys, too. My middle name is actually Wolf.
Wow.
What?
You heard that? Actually,
what?
Wolf. That means, that's what his middle name is.
Yeah, Mikey Wolf T.
That's what it is,
what?
Right there, Mikey T.
I'm talking about a birth certificate, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy right there.
That is
crazy.
That's meant to be.
Destiny.
Yo, Mikey T, you doing a lot of things. You definitely making a lot of news. You definitely respect it and the hour of this industry. I guess my first question, you know, my first question is, how do you make time to do what you do? Because you can be on the West Coast, and 10 minutes later, you over here on the East Coast, and 30 minutes later, you in the South or the North. How is it? Because a lot of people don't know, time management is very important when you got any type of movement, any type of thing that you're doing. How do you manage your time for those late, a.k.a. new niggas that's always showing up late to something?
Well, you know, I'm a young cat. You know, I like to have fun with it. But I really look at it like I'm actually traveling the world, and I'm loving it. I'm embracing it. Like, that's actually what, like, Smurf, Bangham Smurf, everybody, and, like, he taught me, really, like, you got to embrace this. You got to take it everywhere. Like, so that's what, and you got to be where you're needed at that time. Like, I came down to Miami in September. I had something popping off in New York. I had to jet back to Jersey real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home with the AZ interview.
Hmm.
Wow. That's just crazy. Shout out to AZ.
And shout out to AZ live in the building, man. I guess, you know, I got a few questions. Keep going. Hold on one second.
And then big budgets come in. You can expect me to be traveling all over the world because that's what I'm all about.
Yep.
Well,
that's definitely what's up. I guess my next question, you got some you got artists that you manage, and who are some of the artists that you managing right now?
Well, right now I got a label that I'm popping off, and I do management for artists who you know, that I will in the future bring into the game of hip hop. You know, but that's something I do on the side, you know, so artists can come to me and, you know, they send me their bread, you know, we make them into stars, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, we develop them and we help them with their growth in hip hop. That's what I'm really doing. But with my own artists, I have a couple artists signed to my label that we're in the middle of creating right now. And that's my boy, Ryan B. Heezy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be joining us live in a little bit, actually, if he's not already on. But, I got Ryan B. Heezy. I got my homie Low Pro. And we've just been, you know, I've been establishing them over the last couple months. And let me tell you, they be feeling like neighborhood superstars.
Hmm.
Because people be seeing them at the club. They be seeing them in the streets. And they're like, yo, there's that cat, Ryan B. Heezy. He's affiliated with the whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
He's in New Haven, actually.
Hmm.
But shout out to Money Mo. Money Mo's on the line. On the other one, with paging into me, but Money Mo's another artist on the Feed the Wolves branch that we're developing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know all
yeah,
about
Money,
that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know Money Mo, the download baby.
Yeah, he's a major part of the Feed the Wolves movement. You know,
mm-hmm.
Smurf created this new line, this new indie line headlined by himself and Domination and Maybach Dice. So it's beautiful, all the situations we got going on. You know, we're helping a lot of upcoming artists. We're giving them the opportunity to put out mixtapes, you know, and get ready to put out albums.
And what does it take to be, you know, you like you said, you know, you take in the artists and you turn them into movie stars. What are some of the things that you look for when you get an artist? Because everybody start off as, you know, they come kind of rough
yeah.
with it. You know, they come with skills. But what before
right.
anybody even try to get at you, you know, we for all those listening, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host in the building, Future Guru 100. You already know what it is. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, Hip Hop Edition, live in the building. We got Mikey T, the movie star, live in the building. We asking him this question, like, you know, what does it take for you when somebody comes to you or present their music to you and for you to turn them into a movie star? What is it that they already have to have or willing to put in to get in?
Well, you know, you got to have that it quality. I'm really dealing, I like to deal with the people with that it quality, you know, like, That person, like Domination was saying in his record, you need to stand out in the crowd. You need to be that person to stand out in the crowd. You know, but, like, if you're that person who is in the crowd and you make everybody with you stand out, we'll bring the whole team on. You know what I mean? We'll make stars out of everybody. Whoever's got talent and could sell records, like, you got to have that quality about you. It has to be right, you know?
Okay.
Because we'll work with you. We will work with you to make it right, but before you're going to go into full drive and shit, you know, and start appearing on all the major outlets, it needs to be right, and then we can do that for you.
And that's definitely what's good. Y'all heard it straight out of the mouth of Mikey T, the movie star. We all go to the hotlines and get some love. We got to feed the wolves all over the way. You now tuned in live 347-531. What's going on, man?
Money Mo.
Well,
Money Mo, what's going on?
What's good?
What's up, Money Mo? This Guru boy, what's good with you?
You shit, man, you know.
I see you, Money Mo, you doing your thing, boy. Keep banging them hits out, man. That's all you got to do, my nigga. That's all you got to do, boy. You killing them.
What's happening out there, Mo?
Yeah, big shout out to Mo. We just lost Mo, but he's gonna be calling back in. And Mikey T, like you said, you know, you gotta have that it quality about yourself. You gotta be on something like Tupac, like you can't see me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, we're about to get into some of this hip-hop history. You already know what it is. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And also log in us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary, Diva Spot ENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. We about to get in some of this Tupac because we feeding the wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. Let's go.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the P.
Fine out, them niggas bleeding. See me in flesh, they the Dre all day. Tupac.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live. It's Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip hop history. I got my co-host Future Groove 100 live in the building. We got Mikey T, the movie star, live in the building, man. We definitely getting in. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. Let's go, Guru. Y'all already know what time it is, man. We definitely getting in each and every day. Ah, man, Guru, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm letting you know that was a request from Mikey T, that Tupac joint, and that's how we do it around here, man. We want our guests to feel comfortable, so I asked Mikey T what some of his favorite classic joint is, and, you know, I'm still trying to dig through and get the Lost Boys joint, Me and My Crazy World, but for now, we got that Tupac rocking with You Can't See Me, and just listening to that brought back a lot of memories, so I want to get right into it and ask Mikey T, like, who are some of the other artists that inspired him to go and take it in this direction that he's taking it in? I wanna just know, like, who really inspired him? What was he really listening to when he was getting it in, like, saying, I want to be in this hip-hop game? Like, who was you listening to, man?
Well, I started listening to music that was popular, really, like Dr. Dre 2001.
Wow.
You know, that was real popular back in the day. And that was popular around the same time that those a bunch of different albums were spawning. Like, you had Ludacris albums, you had Ja Rule albums. And, like, it was artists that would be consistent, and they would put out records every year. And, like you know what I mean? And they would sell.
Definitely.
On that note, man, I mean, I'll say back then some of them, that 2001 record definitely inspired me to actually want to get further involved with this hip-hop shit and what he did for, what Dre did for Eminem and Snoop Dogg. Like, that's some shit that, you know, really, I respect some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And I was like, wow, all right, so this guy was a rapper, and he turned it around, and he created a whole, like, empire, like you said in that one song, Eminem's doing 50,000 or 50 a week. That's 50,000 units a week. And look at Eminem right now. He's doing 35,000 records a week with recovery.
That's crazy. That's crazy numbers for you. That's crazy numbers. And we're going to chase them numbers all day, no matter what it takes. We're going to chase, with Feed the Wolves, we're going to chase them numbers to the end of the earth, man. And you know what? I appreciate Mikey T being on the team. And I want to shout out Mikey T for, you know what, putting out these hot videos right now and these DVD packages and actually adding my name in the credits. I got to give a shout out to Mikey T for doing that. And then I want to let Mikey T talk about exactly what's going on with his DVD situation and what he doing for these artists right now. If they want to get involved, what can they do to get on your DVD, Mikey T?
They can holler
at me on
Twitter. Tell
them what the name of this DVD is going to be. What's the name of the series anyway?
Oh, it's, well, this DVD is going to be like, it's sort of going to be like the hottest in the industry, the hottest in the hood, pretty standard stuff, Movie Star Status Volume 1, we're running with that. We're going to have Ross, AZ, Ja Rule, Joe Buttons, Votto, all on the cover, Bang'em Smurf, Feed the Wolves, heavily involved, Maybach Music, you know? We're going to have different sections on the tape, though, you know, so artists can really, you know, they can appear with their favorite stars. There's going to be a blockbuster section, an exclusive section, an On the Rise section, and an underground section.
He got it all mapped out, man. We got Feed the Wolves live in the building. We got Ferrari S live in the building, man. What's going on, Ferrari? Can you hear us?
Oh, what's shaking, G's? Mikey,
yeah,
T.
Good.
Ferrari, what's good,
good,
boy?
Oh, Future Girl, what's good? Hold on. I got to shout out my homegirl, Diva Mary Kay. You know, I said I was going to call him last week, but, you know, I'm a little sick, but, yo, God bless the show. God bless everybody doing it, man. Salute y'all.
That's a style. We glad that you're feeling better. We glad to have you here. You know, we got Feed the Wolves all day. Money Mo here, too.
I see. Money Mo in the building. You got the underboss, Mikey T, over there. Yeah, you know, Mikey T, the vice president of Feed the Wolves Entertainment, man. So, man, broadcast that, Mikey T. Put it out there.
I already know.
So, We grinding, man. Money Mo sent me some crack. I don't even know what's wrong with it. He just be sending me mad shit, and I don't know, man. And between him five and the rest, I don't know what's going on, man. Domination got that new shit out. Like,
oh, we got that
Wolves,
new shit.
We just grinding. You know, 2011 is our year, man. We just breaking in, and then I say I'm gonna put this out in the air. I say March. We're going to do our official crazy label launch in Virginia. We're going to blast off in Virginia. They're going to bring it back to New York. It's going to go off at Club Lakeley's in Virginia. And I'll definitely give everybody a drop. And Movie Star Status is going to be in the building. We're going to be in the building.
Yeah.
And then we're off to train. So, yeah.
I'm waiting on a collab for all the Wolves. Yo, I can't wait for all the Wolves to do a collab. Yo, that's going to be so sick, man.
Man, it's gonna be so crazy. It's like, you know what? The presence that we coming in with is like,
we got an echo, y'all. If you got us on speaker, you gonna get an echo. So just make sure y'all keep us online. If you put us on speaker, it's gonna get an echo. But we good now.
I was saying the presence that the Feed the Wolves Entertainment is coming with MMG is just it's like that official. Like, you know how Wu-Tang had that presence back in the day? Like, you got to show love to everybody, no matter who you see. That's what it is, man. We just dead, man. Then we got the radio show. And, you know, y'all blasting off Future Ghouls. You showed me mad love, hitting me up. DVK, you know what it is, already hitting me up. So we just grinding, man.
We definitely grinding. We definitely going in. Mo, can you hear me?
Hey, yo, pick me up on that the 850 number right now.
All right.
Yes,
but y'all already know what it is. We got Mikey T live in the building, man. It's Feed the Wolves, man.
Feed the Wolves everywhere.
Feed the Wolves,
yeah.
Man. Y'all definitely got to know exactly what it is, man. Feed the Wolves each and every day, man. Because all y'all out there with these little skinny little dogs, man, get you a wolf, man. Guru, you back in the building with us, man. We got you. But,
yo,
we got
Mo.
I'm in here.
Bro.
Mo, I hear you, Guru, here, too. Money, Mo, go ahead, Mo.
Yo, it was good. It was good, y'all. I had a little bad connection just now, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here with the G's and all that. Well, what's popping, Diva Murray K? Shout out to Diva Murray K, man, the whole Feed the Wolves Entertainment. Bang'em Smurf, Ferrari, yes,
is
me. Yo, yeah, it's
shout
delicious,
to the
crazy.
Download baby. What?
Yeah.
Shout to the download baby, man.
Real talk, man. I tell these people, man, y'all got to have downloads, man. Like and I got that slogan, all props go to Mikey T, the movie star. You know what I'm saying? He told me that one day, like, yo, no downloads, no mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And that's running on a whole mix. My whole face of music, you want to hear that before every song. No downloads, no mixtape. And if y'all people think I'm lying, man, the downloads is crazy, and that's hard work and grinding. And I don't do it by myself, you know what I'm saying? I don't grind by myself. I grind with the whole family, you know what I mean? We all working. And everybody that's listening right now to the radio show, this is real life. Like, you can't pinch and wake up out the dream, you know what I'm saying? You can't wake up out the dream. There's no pinching over here, you know what I mean? This is real life. Like, we really doing this. And this is a grind. And that's how we do. Like, check it out. Like Ferrari said, 2011. Oh man, it's over.
It's over.
Y'all thought it was gonna be crazy when 2012 come. When 2012 come, that's when y'all gonna see the wolves on everything. Y'all gonna see the Feed the Wolves socks, drawers, keychains, wallets,
everything, little lingerie,
book bags.
Oh, hey, Money Mo, I definitely want to put in an order for a pink and black hoodie that say Feed the Wolves. I want it like a soft pink, and I want Feed the Wolves in black. So there it is.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Say no more. I got it for you. Say no more. This holler at me on the email joint. Exactly, I holler at my man. It's a done deal. Shout out to Low Pro too. Shout out to Shaker Vell. Everybody's doing their thing. And y'all better look out for that Feeding Time track, man. It's gonna be crazy. Shout out to
Hold on,
Mikey T. Mikey T. I laid the craziest verse down, jeez. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be this track is going to be a fucking movie, man.
Yo, let me tell y'all a story. Like I told him on Feed the Wolves Radio, when Mo get in the booth, like he a different person because he remember the Smell the Wolves track. We was recording the track, right? And when Mo got in the booth, he needed two more bars, and I was like, yo, drop two more bars. Just go ahead, just go in. Mo looked at me like he wanted to, like I stole something from him and just went in. And I was like, you know what? Let me get the fuck away from Mo because Mo's like an animal right now. Like he was turning into a wolf. And then Mo murdered that whole verse. And I was like, you know what? Let me get in the booth. And I did my little ad-libs and all that. So them boys grinding hard, man. Five Alive, you know, they just don't stop. And we just here right now. We here. Like every time we go in the booth, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with the whole movement, yo. Like that goes with the whole movement, even down to me, even from Mikey T all the way down. Shout out to Bengals Smurf, man. Shout out to Bengals, cause he was the one that started all of this and made it a battle. No, like adversity. Remember that, y'all. Adversity, no matter what you're doing. But everybody grind hard, and like Money Mo said on last week, everybody is on the same page. You can't get lost if you're on the same page. So if you got your movement and everybody got issues with each other, they ain't on the same page. This is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
We all check for each other. We all communicate with each other. We all rock with each other, and we go hard. Yo, one night I couldn't sleep. I woke up like one something, two something, like one something over here on the West Coast, so it had to be 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Yo, the world was tweaking our shit. This is how we do. We tweet each other shit. We Facebook, we MySpace, we promo, we out in the streets, we everywhere. This is a 24/7, 365 grind. You better know, man.
Yep.
And if you walking with us, and if you doing something with us, that's most likely know you working. Because Future Groove 100 makes sure I'm grinding every day. I'm talking about grinding every day. It don't stop, yo.
Well, dude, shout out to that. And like I said, everybody can vouch for this. It's like a team full of LeBron James.
Yeah.
Imagine 14 LeBron James.
But listen, you know, shout out to my boss, Bangle Smurf, man. That nigga in a third world country on his ground better than most of these niggas out here in the States. So, you know, that nigga don't stop. I call that nigga at 3 in the morning. He's like, yo, son, I'm out here. Like, damn, so it's 3 in the morning, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He don't stop, man. Shout out to Smurf, nigga. So, we here.
Well, definitely shout out to Smurf, man. Big up to Bengal Smurf. Big ups to Ross. Big up to everybody that's showing support and love for Feed the Wolves and Diva Mary Kay. She definitely on her grind, happy. So, big ups definitely to you also because you definitely grinding. And what do you call a female wolf? I don't know what they call a female wolf, man.
You call her Diva Mary Kay. That's what you call her. You call her Diva Mary Kay. That's exactly what you call a female wolf. You call her Diva Mary Kay. Hey, Mikey T. Hey, Mikey T. Yo, you just did an interview with Joe Buttons.
Yeah.
So I was watching that. How did that all come about?
Well, so I was just chilling. At this point, I was back in CT. I actually did that. I did that back when I was in CT. And he had done the Star of the Buck Wild show actually the same day. So they had let me know. They were like, yo, they're like, we're doing Star and Buck Wild the same day. We don't want to do the same content. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, we'll do something else. So I met him. I met him in Manhattan, and we did it. You know, one night in New York, you know, me and my crew, we jumped in the whip, did the thing. Got the clip.
DVD, and it's on.
Going, and Mikey T, just, you call Mikey T, he in Maine, then you call him like 3 hours later, he in Florida, I'm like, yo, what the fuck you be doing, bro?
Yeah,
so
I just said that earlier.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it, man. That's what we did. Everybody, we were running New York. Now we're still running New York. Now we're about to be running Miami.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Matt Spike Miles, because, you know, he hit me up, and I went down there for the Rick Ross album release, man, and we chopped it up with the boss. I chopped it up with Matt Spike. We dwell out in South Beach, so he showed me love, and we got it all on tape, got the flicks up. I got to put them pictures up, too, so we was wilding out, man. The album release for Ross and smoking it up, King of Diamonds, we did it up, man. So shout out to Mass Park, my whole NMG, Breed, Torch, and everybody, man. Gunplay, too, he wild, too, so, you know, we was acting a fool.
Breed.
So shout out to all of them.
Yo, Ferrari.
Yo.
Yo, man, the label release in VA, man. It's going to be a movie.
Yo, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm not even going to drink that night, man. I want to enjoy every second of it, man. I just want to see all this shit, like, dude, I want to see it through. I don't even know, man. Like,
I'm probably
going to understand. Giving up the drinks that night is kind of crazy just because of how wild Feed the Wolves does it. Diva, I can't even begin. You know how, you guys know how it goes? You know, you got, like, three different bottles of white liquor, and then you got your... Then you got your Hennessy, then you got a platter of Red Bull, then you got a fucking vase of cranberry. It's crazy.
I'm a champagne nigga.
Word. No,
I don't even drink champagne, but like I told you, I give it up in the club. So they already know how I give it up in the club, man. I make the floor look like a coloring book. So let's we going to go in and we just going to have fun, man. Melissa Irish, she said she's going to be out there. Miss Irish, my homie hit me up, said she's going to come out here. We're going to do it up, man. It's a beautiful feed.
Yo, so talk, everybody that's listening right now, we're going to do the Feed the Wolves, Feed the Children shit, and I mean, this Christmas. So
that's right.
Anybody in these states with y'all, you know what I mean, y'all can holler at us on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I mean, @MoneyMo_FDW. You can holler at everybody at their original names, _FDW, you know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, if y'all want something, if y'all want us to come to y'all, we're going to show love to anybody, like, you know what I mean? Because we got love everywhere. We're going to do Feed the Children. We're going to give out toys. We're going to do all of that, you know what I mean? And I'm going to hold it down in Southside, so it's going to be crazy. And I'm going to have to, Mikey T, throw that on World Stars. Like, we really showing everybody that we not just artists and we not just doing one thing. We all around, you know what I'm saying? It's Feed the Wolves, everything.
Yeah, and the stuff is not going to go to, a place where you give it out at. We actually going to... just straight up give it out to, like, the community. It's not going to go to, like, a third party where they ship it out to people. We're going to give it back to the streets. So that's how we give it up, I am.
And that's what it is. So it's all about the kids at the end of the day, because the youth is the most important. The youth is the future, yo. This is exactly why I linked up with Feed the Wolves, because, first of all, it's hip-hop history all the time. So their music is making hip-hop history. We being mindful, and we teaching the youth that's coming up in the game behind us that this is the grind, this is what you got to do. You know, stay true to yourself no matter what, and we definitely give back to the kids, man, because it's all about the kids all day. You know, and a lot of times, even with the parents, y'all listening in, make sure y'all be a part of y'all kids' life. That's your investment. It's your investment. You made them. It's an investment. Just like an artist have their songs, they have their music. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. Because we all love the kids, but we can't raise your kids, man, at the end of the day. And that's all to you bootleg parents. Diva Mary Kay said that. Yo, we about to get into some of this music since we was all talking about
Blast on some Money Mo. Huh? Blast on some Money Mo. You got that out of my head.
Money Mo. You want to hear some Money Mo? Why not? You know, we feed in the woods. Why not, yo? We about to get into this music right now. Matter of fact, I got a couple of money more. I'm about to pick something at random. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Feed the Wolves, Diva Edition, Hip Hop History with my co-host, Feature Guru 100. Let's get it, man.
Yeah. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper.
I'm trying to
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Thursday, man. We feeding the wolves. You already know what time it is. That was Money Mo and Father Live Hustling, man. That's definitely a banging joint right there, man. You already know how we do this quality music, real talk, real people, real music all day. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or holler at us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. We definitely get it in. We got Mikey T, the movie star, live in the building. We got Money Mo live in the building. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building, man. We definitely get it in. Guru.
Yo, it's crazy right now.
What's going on, man?
Man, I want to know what Money Mo was thinking about when he made that track right there, man. And shout out to Bob Alav, because that's a hell of a team. I know they together all day in the hood, man. Shout out to Queens, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever y'all was doing that day, y'all was going crazy, man. I just want to know, what was you thinking, man?
Shit, actually, I ain't going to leave. I'm going to keep it 100, everything that was going on that day. It was a crazy day, you know what I'm saying? We was in the streets. Not regular street shit, but we was doing recordings all night, you know what I'm saying? Because we got the studio on deck, so we was in the studio all night. And then, I passed out in the studio, you know what I'm saying? I did like a good 15 tracks, and I was drinking at that, so I was knocked out. Nigga five, you know, five is big. He's like the size of like four buildings. So he jumps on the bed like, yo, get up, you gotta make another song. So this last song, which was Hustling, we had the producer send us a joint, you know what I'm saying? Five said, yo, we got the beat locked in. I was actually like looking at him with the craziest face, like, are you serious right now? Like, I'm tired as fuck. He like, yo, man, we gotta do this song. We get in the booth. Five already had his verse written. I actually wrote that verse in like 15 minutes. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. Then I just did like, it was because me personally, like me walking the streets every day, like it's not even like that song Hustling. It's just that's everyday grind. Like me going to the store, I'm hustling because if I go to the store, I actually have on apparel that's showing, you know what I mean, Feed the Wolves. I've been had this though, but niggas didn't even know. I just really just put it out because time and is everything, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, damn, let me do this shit. Did it. We dropped the Smurf. Smurf like, yo, that's a green light, son. I'm like, yo, the rap. And after that, it's been flowing. And shout out to Five Alive. This nigga got like 16,000 plays right now. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
He's I'm the download baby and he's a play baby.
Wow.
You know, that's what's like, crazy. It's real crazy. Like, and we, to me and him is like, they call it like, you know, Starsky and Hutch, because we really be on our shit on the grind. If you see me, you see Five. You see Five, you see me. If you don't see none of us, then you're not on your shit. But like, for the most part, that song is just a good thing. After I heard it back, because every song I do, little do you know, I don't listen to it. I don't listen to it after I do it. I do it, and then I let everything else happen after. And then when I get the feedback, like, yo, that song was hard, then I start listening to it, because I only listen to it once, and that's when I'm doing it. You feel me? So that was a good look, and it was definitely popping. Like, y'all really got to see me, like, in the studio. Like Ferrari said, man, I'm a beast in the studio. I'm a beast. That's like, you only want to come near me when I'm in the booth. It's a whole other side of me. But for the most part,
we got a Money Mo clip coming up very soon in the next 2 or 3 days. A new clip coming before the actual music video to promote for it.
Hey, while we all chopping it up, I gotta give a shout out to Smurf's right hand man while he over there in Trinity holding him down. I gotta shout out Six Lord FDW on Twitter, SIXXLORD_FDW. It ain't gonna be right if I don't shout my G out. I'm building him up. I'm shouting him out right now. Y'all know what it is, man. Support that man.
Six is the man.
There it is. You already know what it is. I'm on it, man.
And yo, can I say one more thing before I leave out? Let me say one more thing.
I got a question for you, Mo, too. Go ahead.
For everybody that's listening right now, you know, y'all see the apparel and everything. But wait till y'all see the Feed the Wolves chain. Yeah. Shout out to Benny the Jeweler. It's going to be crazy. Feed the Wolves chains. And it's not for everybody. It's only for Feed the Wolves artists. But right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm letting the Feed the Wolves artists and people that's in the family know the Feed the Wolves jewelry is going to be bananas. You see? Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be real crazy. So we're going to all talk about that. Know what I'm saying? I'm going to upload every picture of it. Shout out to Benny. I mean, once again. And shout out to Nori from Far Rock. That's Benny's cousin. Shout out to Nori. He definitely put me on to the homie. So that's a good look. But the Feed the Wolves chains is on deck.
We got more Feed the Wolves live in the building. But Mo, you said we gotta see you in the studio, man. You gonna do the blog TV and let us see you rocking out?
Of course. Yeah, me and Favari was talking about that.
Holler at me. I'm gonna show you how to do this, man.
Yeah.
We need to definitely do that.
When I'm in the studio, shout out to Capo. When I'm in the studio, it's another Mo. Like, that's not even Money Mo. Like, that's, I don't know what my beast name. You know how Beast Wars is when they change and shit? I don't even know about that. Like, my
it
eyes,
is
it's
like
a different
Money
person.
Mo.
Like, different aura. It's a different feeling. It's love. Like, it's mad love. And it's, I don't know, Ferrari, when Ferrari was in it, we was going crazy because we sitting there like, yo, this beat is too crazy. This beat is too crazy. It's too. So we did,
well,
like,
we definitely looking forward to that right there, man. We got more, you know, more. The hotlines are just lighting up. 347-761. You live in the building. Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. What's good?
Yo, what it is? What it is? Fat Boy Entertainment, man. We know I'm in the building. What's going on?
Fat Boy, what's good, man?
Yeah, I know what it is, man. I'm everywhere, baby. I'm everywhere.
Yo, we got Fat Boy Entertainment live in the building, man. Like, definitely love all around the board. Y'all make sure y'all holler at this man right here because he's definitely a good look. Gotta give a round of applause to the G, man.
My G right here. My G right here. Real talk. That's my G.
Yeah, we got our special guest, Mikey T, live in the building, Future Guru 100. You go ahead and do your thing.
I want to throw it to Fatboy and want to know if he got a question for Mikey T. Mike, we interviewing Mikey T tonight, man. It's live right here. We got Mikey T. We interviewing him. So if you got a question for Mikey T, man, you better holler at him right now, my G. Let him know what's good with you.
Yeah, what it is, Mikey T. What it do, man?
Yeah, what's good, man? I've been in the elevator with. What's shaking, homie?
You got a question for Mikey T, Fat Boy?
Mikey T, yeah, I got a question for you, man.
What's up?
If you trying to heat the streets up like me, how would you get in touch with me? How can I get
in? At MT Movie Star on Twitter.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna hit you up. You all right? We need to do some business. Like, I seen you come out. Show love to fuck out the Chink Drugs till we did that video shoot. That was good love, you heard?
You already know, man, definitely.
You know, Riot Squad, we on deck, man. RP, Stack Bundles, you know, I'm working with them. I'm working with a few artists. Shout out to Boog Baguettes, you feel me?
Shout out to Far Rock.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Whole movement, yo.
We appreciate you calling us. We appreciate you calling us, Fat Boy, man, and we know we definitely supporting the movement. And Crime Family is now on Twitter. And y'all see me going in. You know, we do this marketing thing for real.
Fat Boy.
Somebody shouting you out. Somebody shouting you out, Fat Boy. Who that shouting Fat Boy out?
That's Money Mo, man. Yo, Fat Boy, where you at?
What up, Money Mo?
You in Queens, G's?
You already know. I'm in Queens, baby.
You in Far Rock, right?
Far Rock all day. You know what it is, man. You know what it is.
I'm an OV nigga, you know what I mean? So I already know as much love on this side. Yo, you know how we get down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. OV,
yeah, we definitely gonna link, man. You heard?
Listen, OV, stand up, nigga. You know what it is. Nigga, it's Fat Boy, nigga, a.k.a. Fats. Nigga, you know what it is.
Yes, sir. We definitely gonna make some magic.
We gonna make some magic with this whole movement. And they gonna really have to watch out for what's going on, cause you know what, Fat Boy on deck, man, and that's my word, man. This marketing thing that I do, I'm doing it for real, and that's why I stand behind Money Mo. I stand behind the whole fam, and I appreciate Ferrari. I got on the phone with Ferrari, and yeah, I asked Ferrari to call in, and he's showing much love. I call in and support my G's right now, like. This is family, Fat Boy. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Mikey T is doing it for real. And whatever you need, I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna holler at Mikey T, and we're gonna just make it happen. And we doing real things right here, man. That's why we got
Mike,
a fan.
Mikey
on.
T is the manager too. He's the manager.
That's right. He's the vice president. He's the vice president of Feed the Wolves Entertainment, my G. He's the
all
vice
right.
president.
All right. You know, like, and I want to shout out Future Guru, man. This guy here is on his job. You know what I mean? I respect the grind. It's 2011. Shout out to my new team, Crime Family. They on Twitter now, so y'all can get out them. And I want y'all to get at Capo Hood Productions. Like, just go on the Capo Hood, you feel me? And, like, y'all see the whole team rolling, man. We about to get this shit turned up, man. And it's a new year. I'm here, man. Fat Boy Entertainment, man. I appreciate it.
Let me just tell y'all something, man. I'm out here letting these cats know early how to check out and get in touch with my G's. I'm in the streets, man. I ain't just online. Everybody know that. Everybody know that in my hood. I'm really in the streets. I'm moving around Newark. I'm linking up with all my vendor cats on the streets in Newark and letting them know I'm bringing this heat. So if all y'all listening out there, y'all got to get y'all CDs to me. package them up, and I package them up for you. I do a printing, I do all the graphics, the printing, and the duplication of the CDs. And if you want it moving, man, you better be trying to move it through Newark. I don't even know why y'all sleeping, but you need to get your product on the streets in Newark. And I'm here, man. I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to all my dudes. I got my G's on the street. They on the streets every day. Don't matter how cool it is outside. They out there at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning with their shirts and CDs and jeans, everything. So that's how we do it over here downtown Newark, man. And y'all got to flow through.
Yo, Guru.
Yeah.
I co-signed that. I came to Jersey. I seen that boy had that thing turned up. You know what I mean? I only fuck with real niggas. I'm from the streets, Far Rock America. You know I'm here. And that's why I'm over there in Jersey now, because we're going to turn this thing up worldwide.
Yeah, for all y'all that don't know, Fat Boy came to see me already, and he bought the Boss of the Crown family. He bought the Boss of the Crown family to see me, so it's really going down. And that's why I appreciate him calling. And this is a link. For more than anything, I told Fat Boy to call his show for a reason, because we're going to make magic right now. And, and I ain't doing this by myself. I got Diva Mary Kay right by my side. That's why this Feed the World Diva edition is real. And we going in.
And I want to shout Diva Mary Kay out too, man. Word.
Like,
I appreciate that love
is.
You showing me, baby. And I appreciate it, and I give it back. It's love is love. You know I'm here, man. You need anything, holler at me. I got y'all, man.
No problem. Like, this is what we do all day, Fat Boy. Like, it's real people doing real these things all day. And, you know, just like I fed the wolves on the east, I'm feeding the wolves on the west. I'm feeding the wolves international. Big shout-out to Future Groove 100 because that man make it happen. He is the go-to guy. And this is what we do each and every day. You can't fuck with Guru. Guru makes sure you show up to go up. If you play games, he'll label you a new nigga and it's over. And speaking of, and to all you extra broke-ass niggas, knock it off raising your hand talking about you got a budget and you don't. We getting this ultimate promo rocking each and every day. Yo, it's Diva Mary Kay, my co-host, Future Guru 100. It's Feed the World Diva Edition, Hip Hop History. Mikey T got a crazy, crazy artist right now. That's Ryan T. He got this joint called Broke Man. I was listening to this joint early today. I said,
Let me tell you, this cat Ryan B. Heezy, we linked up through a mutual friend. He's from New Haven. He's been really tearing up the clubs that made stars out of Max B, 50 Cent. He's down there tearing up Toad's Place. If you guys have ever heard of that, that's like the mecca of New Haven for like performance halls and shit. And he had this track named Broke. And this was the first music video we shot together. And it became a crazy hit on YouTube. And people started calling it the unofficial song of the recession.
Word.
I love that.
That's what I got to say about it.
Yo, we about to get into this hot joint right here. Ryan B, man, it's called Broke. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Feed the Wolves, Diva Edition, Hip Hop History. Let's go, man.
Yeah.
I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You pulling out your keys, I pull the city bus broke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. My homies wanna chill, but I can't put a five to choke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. Can't afford no fly chick, dollar menu make me sick. Check my pockets, take your pick. Just like me, you get itchy. Money missing from my check. 9 to 5 make me a wreck. Managers got me upset. Damn it, I'm off, but then what's next? Make some money pushing ganja. Monkeys cannot sell bananas. How can I go help myself when I owe money to myself? Check my stats at the ATM. Ain't that a bitch? I'm negative 10. How'd I do this shit again? Take a look at what I'm missing. Got no rings for booty hole. Got no change for studios. Ain't got no phone for dominoes. Now I'm stuck with ravios, make it to the corner store. Look for quarters on the floor. Found a dollar for a juicy 50 cent. Get me a Lucy. Face look like I lost a bet. Just another nigga in debt. 5 more days to my next check. Someone got an anorex effect. This fool said, why you cut me off? I told him, bro, that's a big turn off. Yeah, that's why your phone cut off. She started spazzing. I went off. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap.
can't put up out the joke. Damn it, I'm broke. Damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. It's like I can't cope, numbers falling down the slope. In this world you sink afloat, I can't put down on no boat. My blow can't catch a sail, my breath must have been stale. Just another black man stuck in this retail. Heart aching when I couldn't buy my little niece that coat. Make me wanna buy my Connect and go back to selling dope. I love the block, but I am contagious to all cops. That's why I punch the clock instead of knock with some rock. It don't stop, sit on my porch and you could watch. It's all for blood money, hustlers means they all hungry. Don't worry if I'm broke, boy, you can never sell me. I'ma still be sitting lovely, strapped up in my black hoodie. Cause money do not make the man, Ryan B is the man. Easy he is the plan, now you see the money fan. Man, I'm broke, damn it, I'm broke. I got this grimy look because I can't afford soap. Damn it, I'm broke, damn it, I'm broke. You pulling out your keys, I pull the city bus broke. Damn it, I'm broke, damn it, I'm broke. My homies wanna chill, but I can't put up out the joke. Damn it, I'm broke, damn it, I'm broke. You laughing like it's funny, I need money, no joke. No joke, no joke.
That was tough. That's what
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
right there.
Welcome back, welcome back,
tough.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, man. We feeding the wolves. Call up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. This is how we do it each and every Thursday. Get your calendars, get your mind right, get the time right. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. on the West. At 9 p.m. on the East Coast, we're rocking all the way until 11. We got Mikey P, the movie star, live in the building. Got Future Guru 100, the amazing co-host, live in the building. We ain't going to forget to download Baby Money Mo live in the building. Man, this is how we do it each and every Thursday. Y'all can also listen to us live online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, man. Damn it, I'm broke. I love that shit right now.
That joint go hard, Diva Mary Kay.
Wait till you see this campaign.
Hard.
Me and Ryan B. Easy, we're about to set it off. We're about to set it off. That's one of his other hits, too, Set It Off. But we're about to set it off for 2011 on the real. We're about to do a massive campaign for him. And my other artist, Low Pro, who is coming out with his Feed the Wolf debut mixtape at the top of the year. And his album next year. So we got a couple of big things coming.
That's
yo,
while y'all listening, make sure you check out divaspotent.blogspot.com because you can tune into the radio show right there. You ain't see Diva Mary Kay is all over the internet right now.
Check that out right now.
Divaspotent.blogspot.com, and when you log on to that, it's gonna automatically bring up us. Going in, the fam going in right from there. The fam going
and
in right from
don't forget the heavy hitters. Don't forget the heavy hitters. When you go on the page and look to the left, we got the heavy hitter Money Mo up there. We got the heavy hitter Mikey T up there. We got the heavy hitter Bacon Smurf up there. Damo, like we going in, man. Go to the heavy hitter section and check out the heavy hitters and see how you can upgrade yourself. We got some love on the hotline coming right here. We got some love. Oh, this New York. All right, 347-963. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's good?
What's poppin' with y'all? That's Capo Hood, Hood Productions. You can follow me on Twitter at Capo Hood. I'm live for the streets. Everybody, all for the dudes in the streets trying to come up. You know, holla at me for the filming, for the videos. And I'm doing it for free because I'm doing it for the streets.
Yo, what's good? Yo.
And I want to give a shout out to Fat Boy Entertainment. That's my dude. Crime Family, that's my family. You know?
Yo, geez.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good? Where you at in Queens?
I'm in Far Rock. Yeah.
Definitely, yo.
Far Rock all day. Far Rock in the building right now, man.
You heard? This Money Mo speaking right now. You definitely going to link up, you heard?
Yeah, Mo's right there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm all in the hood. Like, I'm everywhere. So we could directly link. You know what I'm saying? Speed of Wolf is good. Everything is family. Everything is love, right? So hit me on the Twitter. You got Twitter and all that?
Yeah, I got Twitter.
Yeah, hit me up at Money Mo. You know what I'm saying? The basic Money MO underscore FBW. know what I'm saying? And then just send me a tweet. Just send me any type of tweet, and then I'm going to follow you, and we're going to talk anything after that. You heard?
You can holler at me, too, on Twitter. Just it's real simple. It's Capo Hood.
Capo Hood?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you up in a couple minutes. You heard?
Yeah.
All right, definitely.
See, Money Mo is a businessman. I need you all to know that right now, that Money Mo is a businessman. And you know what? I had already got the word from Smurf early. Me and Smurf was on the phone a lot, and he was laying it down. Money Mo is handling business for Feed the Wolves. I need everybody to know that, so you better follow him. You better follow him on Twitter, MoneyMo_FDW. And it ain't just music. It's music, business, and politics, and whoever want to get in, get in. If you left out, you need to be left out. That's really how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I roll. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm watching everything. I'm a sideline cat, too. Y'all might see me going in all day, but I'm definitely on the sideline, but I'm in the game, too. Guess what? I'm a coach. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely be checking out the whole game. I'm going to watch films and everything. I'm going back to the lab and go watch, rewatch, and all that. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep. Don't sleep over this, on this side. Don't sleep. We here, man. I know we got something hot in the arsenal. You go in on hip hop history. I just want to let it be known what this show is all about.
Yo,
beat up on your hip hop history,
man. She goes in there. She's a beast, man. She's a fucking beast. Oh my god. Excuse my language. Excuse my French. Diva Mary Kay is a fucking beast.
Yo, Guru.
What up?
I want to give a shout out to you. Know I heard this shit, whatever, from Fatboy Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing much love. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with it.
Come to Jersey, baby. Fatboy bring you out here. Fatboy know exactly where I'm at. That's how I get there. This is the difference right here. Everybody online, and me and Fatboy done joked about this. It's like Halloween online. Y'all masquerading, man. Y'all masquerading. I'm in the streets, baby. And so it's like, you know what? I'm right here, and I'll take you around. I'll show you around what I'm involved with, and it's real serious, man. You know what I'm saying? So you can come to Jersey, man. You got an open invite. Fat Boy know what it is, man. The bosses, you know, they came through stunning like they do. The SL5 is really hot. I mean, like, we do it, man. You know, it ain't no game. It ain't no joke. But y'all will think it's a riddle, but we're mystifying y'all right now. We just playing. That's all thing I need y'all to know. We just playing, man. We about to turn it up, dog.
Speaking of turning up, we definitely about to turn up with some of that hip hop history, man. I got some hip hop history for y'all right now. And shout out to Cool Herc, man. He the one that actually started all this stuff right here, yo. He gave us a palette. And that's what it's about. All my youth listening in right now, we on here networking. We putting our business, our music and stuff out there like that. But at the same time, y'all got to know y'all hip hop history. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, I mean, my arsenal is so freaking crazy. I love hip-hop. I could pick anything at random, and the shit would just blow your mind, man. We definitely about to get into some hip-hop history, and then when I come back, we're going to get into some hip-hop facts, because it's ready or not, here we come right now, yo.
Oh.
Don't hurt him. All the new niggas today, yo.
Here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you see up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete, put in the seats, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You
like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, no stress. If you don't smoke death, less. I must confess,
I like
my destiny's manifest. System vortex, keep sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless.
Yeah,
rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty
and
like
a leaf.
Yes, bless you if you represent the food, but I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you
I
do.
I could do what you do.
Easy. Give me heebie jeebies. Give me and defecating
on your microphone.
Here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anyway, so my whole crew gonna know, oh baby. Hey baby,
ready or not, refugee taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash to play.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
You know them. You know
gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not.
This is a public service announcement. Feed the wolf, bitches.
See, I ain't here to make a dollar, but I really want to follow. Ring a loyal people who see more when I sing than a beat or a snare or a cuss word here and there. They can feel me in their veins and nothing really compares. And I ain't saying I'm the greatest, but what I am saying is I deserve a spot on the list next to the names of some of rap's biggest icons. Put me in your iPod, see if I don't spark a fire inside of you and take off. Attack a new emotion, touch you a second time. That's what music's about, trying to free your mind. That's why I'm here to reach your worst fears, to throw them on a record for everybody to hear. And you ain't gotta say it, I just said it for you. Now you feel you got the force to open doors, grab your balls and start destroying anyone who ever hurt you. I turn their back on you, I fucked your girl or boyfriend in the bathroom of a Sonic. You can hear
Sonic.
It like a sonic, it's almost harmonic. Every time they moan and you can feel it in your stomach. It's an unfortunate lesson, it no form of a medicine. The psychological help can help you from obsessing it. But let me stop, hold up a second, I'm off topic. The point of what I'm saying is it all boils down to logic, which is I can make you feel however you wanna feel on any one of my records, cause what I'm saying is real. You wanna cry, then cry with me. Die, then die with me. I'm high, get high too, and vibe to these lines with me. Cause I could be your new BFF if you let me. I'll relieve your stress and crawl into your chest when you been empty, and together we can take over the world without a question. Just throw me in your ears and we'll teach them a fucking lesson. It no matter what they say or try to do to get through to us, we'll never let them in. And these mountains about to be moving when we dig in with our toes and take back control. We gave out to those who went and hurt us the most. Fuck a friend or foe, fuck who you know the most. None of it really matters cause everybody is cold. And a little bit of hate resides in everybody's eyes, cause anybody can snitch and anybody can lie. It don't matter if you're and that's when it gets clearer. The only person you can trust is standing in the mirror. And the fear begins to steer its evil head in your direction. You're scared to walk alone, but gotta learn from all the lessons, or the pain was all in vain. Soon you start to feel insane, until you wake the fuck up and redirect all the blame from yourself to the people who've been hurting you for years. Dry your tears and have a cheers for the people we've been dead. Cause without them to harm us, we wouldn't have our armor. We had to fight the battle in order to gain our honor. Now kick, push, choke, grab a handful. Abuse, whether it be physical, mental, or verbal. It's all what made us who we are today. We should be thankful for the hateful and ungrateful people who took it for granted. As we stand on top of our own 2 feet, finally planted, we could tell them all respect is not an option. It's demanded we're alive again. Sounded like a siren. Put your thumb and point it together just like a violin. Play a sad melody for all the haters chiming in. And tell them I will no longer swallow my own pride like a vitamin.
Yeah. This song's dedicated to everybody who's fed up with the bullshit, man. Done with it. They just want to stand up on their own 2 feet with their middle fingers up like, I'm good. This song's for you.
Yo, I'm good, man. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That was Soft All the Dawn. Feed the Wolves All Day. No hook. It definitely don't need a hook, man. I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru 100. I got Money Ma in the building. Yo, we basically feeding the wolves each and every day, not just Thursday. We feed the wolves all the time, man. Make sure you go to feedthewolves.net, man. Make it happen, yo. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, I want to, first of all, I want to say thank you for playing one of my requests, that Lauryn Hill and that Fuji joint, because that was one of my requests, because I run with Jersey all day, I run with the whole world all day, but as far as it go, like, that movement right there came out of Jersey. Shout out to Velsburg, Hooterville, I ran through all there, through my youth.
Hooters!
Yeah, they came out of nowhere, the Fugees came out of nowhere, getting it in, grinding. So shout out to Lauryn Hill and Prize and Wyclef for that, man. I mean, that track right there, if you wasn't feeling that, I don't even know what's popping with you. Like, because Lauryn Hill went in. She showed you, like, how she get it. She showed you how she get down. And not for nothing, I'm pretty sure she can still get it in like that. But you know what?
Yo, the chick got it in acoustic, yo.
She loves
acoustic.
Man.
That shit sold down there, 25,000. A cute, yo. All right, man. I love Lauryn Hill. Shout out to Lauryn, man. That's how we get it in. That's real hip hop, yo. That's definitely what it's about, hip hop. And if you want to definitely try to submit your music or when you making your music, yo, like Money Mo said, make sure it got a message. I just had another. I'm going to start calling you new niggas Waka Flockers, man. Just had a Waka Flocka submit some music to me, man. And if all you talking about is drinking and smoking and syrup and dumping pills and smashing these strippers, that's not hip-hop, son. It's a public service announcement, man. Feed the wolves.
Damn, you know how she feel now, don't you? I need to wake up, man, because she's going to get you, boy. I'll get you, too. So I'm backing her up. Like, you already know, like.
I'm definitely going to get you.
Money Mo told.
Yo, Money Mo told niggas on this track. He said, yo, I'm getting mine, yo. You better get yours, because I'm getting mine. And Demon Mary Kay is definitely getting hers. Don't let the Mary Kay smile fool you, baby.
Wow. And that's the truth. Yo, Mikey T's
on the line? Mikey T coming back. Mikey T had to step out for a second. You know how that elevated music do us.
Well, I want to talk about that joint you just played from Southpaw. Like, you know what? Shout out to Southpaw. Southpaw texted me. You know, that's my G, man. He's a businessman, too. He let me know, like, geez, I'm going to be tied up. Like, I can't call this show. Like, Southpaw would be here. And I said, guess what I texted back? A few words. I said, we're going to hold you down, fam. And even Mary
Kay
is already on it. She already on it. Like, it's nothing. Like, this is family, this is love. At the end of the day, we stand behind this label and this movement because the blueprint is here. And I want to touch on something when we were speaking about the kids and what we're doing. Like, when you looking at Feed the Wolves and you're trying to figure out how to get a movement popping, guess what? We all over the internet right now. But everybody else is too, but you ain't going to see nothing stronger than this right here right now. I'm telling you, because I'm involved. Diva Mary Kay involved. Smurf involved. Money Mo involved. Favolav involved. Ferrari involved. So as the list is going on, and I was telling Ferrari when I was chopping up with him before the show, I said, gee, this lineup is sick. It's crazy. And I like what Money Mo said. We got a team full of LeBron James. And that's basically what I was thinking when I was talking to Ferrari. Like, the lineup is so sick. Like, I want Dice on the show. Dice coming to the show. I hollered at him earlier about getting on the show. I got my man Wes now. We got more for y'all, man. So I can't even, I'm not even going to throw it out there like that. Y'all just got to tune in.
I want to say that, too. Make sure y'all call us at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when you call into the show, first thing first, respect the Wolves. Shout out the Wolves. Love the Wolves. Listen to the Wolves. Play the Wolves. Google the Wolves, man. Because not for nothing, you'll get cut real short real early. And I'm going to do that right now. Because I don't want my other style to come out of me. You know, it's Diva Mary Kay with De Lachey. Lachey is like Lady Rage. I rock thrust and stuff with my Afro puffs. Hey, rock on with your bad self. I don't want to have to do it to you. So this Feed the Wolves, y'all already know, it's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, hip-hop history. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Make sure you check in live with us on online, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. You know, we definitely got heavy hitters in the building. We can help you get somewhere. Get out of that hole. Stop being so local. I say this before. I pray on an international level for local minds. If you local and you've been local for years, what up, Mike? What up? I got something for that guru. You know what I'm about to do. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the Mike at interlude, and I'm definitely going to go into some money more. But then we get Mike to see that online real fast.
I got to say something. I'm tweeting. Diva Mary Kay is working Switchboard, and she retweeted my shit.
Damn, she multitasking like that.
We retweeting, we Facebooking.
What? It's crazy.
I ain't on the team for no reason. Gucci Group 100, when I first came in, and, you know, I made my initial investment for that promo, and he seen my grind, and he see how hard I work. You know what I'm saying? He presented an opportunity to me to make it happen, because I definitely got the gift of gas. But I'm going to go in each and every day, and it was like he put me on a trial period. I seen him watching me. He made sure I was ready for the movement and I could hold my own, and I definitely can. But here's the public service announcement to all you new niggas.
And if you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for $140 a week anyway.
I like that right there. Yo.
Money Mo.
Yo, you feel
good.
Mo.
What's poppin'?
You hear this shit, Mo?
Yeah.
I'ma tell him one more time, Mo. I'ma tell him one more time.
And if you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for $140 a week anyway.
Yo, play that shit back one more time.
Yo, that's crazy right there.
And if you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for $140 a week anyway.
No, one more time, please, one more time.
Yeah, you might as well because y'all ain't getting no money.
Yo, be quiet.
Y'all ain't getting no money.
If you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for $140 a week anyway.
Yeah. You gotta get in there. That's crazy. Yo, that boy is a fool. My man is a fool.
I mean, niggas need to get other occupations, man. Niggas need to do something. Work at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I ain't gonna front, yo. I ain't going to front. If I can fit into my schedule, part-time at McDonald's job, I'll be up in there with my Mary Kay lips across the bronze, popping with the French fries. I'll be right at the drive-thru with my Mary Kay lip gloss with the bronze. Make sure y'all holler at my website, www.marykay.com/ebonyangels. Ladies, step your game up with some nourishing lip gloss, man. Stop going to the 99 cent store. Your shit breaking out. You're calling me.
Yeah.
And stop going to the
beauty salon with the hair shops where they sell a little fake ass Mac. You niggas know the real Mac. You know what I mean? I know a real Mac case from when I see it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So don't walk around with the fake Mac that you got on Canal Street and all that. Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not
copacetic. And then you're going to have to come and holler at me. Yeah, you can't do that because then you're going to have to holler at me. We're going to have to set an appointment to do a facial. I'm going to have to get you that Time Wise cleanser, that moisturizer. Before, ladies, before you put any makeup on, cleanse and moisturize your face. Take care of the skin first. Because if you put it on your makeup without cleansing and moisturizing your skin, it's like a hole putting on clean drawers. They're still dirty.
Yep. And you walk around with them with that face looking like that, and I ain't gonna front. You know what I'm saying? Because I be seeing females walking around, like, for instance, Jamaica Avenue. It's a whole lot of females, lovely ladies. They probably worked a hard day. But if you have the audacity to put on lip gloss, please, you got to get the proactive because your face is looking crazy right now.
Yeah, they gotta get the Mary Kay, Mo. They gotta holler at Diva Mary Kay and get your cleanser and moisturizer. Holler at me, y'all. All y'all ladies, holler at me, Diva Mary Kay. Follow me on Twitter. Book an appointment. And I actually do facials over wine, too. Yeah, I'm working, baby. I ain't gotta be all the way over in Jersey. You can holler at me. You can purchase your set, or I send you some samples. We can get on the webcam, and I'll show you how to cleanse and moisturize your face and show you a couple of looks. You ain't got to put on a lot. You already a queen. You already look good. I'm going to show you how to enhance the beauty. Don't go slapping on pounds and pounds of stuff and you looking like a dog and you mad because you can't get you a wolf. That's all I got to say about that.
Diva dishes, so that dude fit right in the school of ladies. That fit right in the school of ladies on what the wolves is looking for. And that's so crazy that you did it like that. And, like, that's why I said, like, yo, I mean, it's a beautiful thing that we got this opportunity to let Diva Mary Kay let these ladies know what time it is. I don't even know what to say on that. That's
I'm here to help, baby.
That's gangster.
I'm in the business of enriching lives. That's what I do.
That's gangster. What up?
I'm about to sign out in a minute. You know what I mean?
All right, Money Mo.
I want to lay a little quick 2-minute freestyle real quick. Is that possible?
Ain't no problem. Feed the wolves. Let's go.
Feed the wolves. This is Money Mo. We on Diva Mary. Cause if you don't know, we can make it Hail Mary. That means the hits coming back and forth, long stroking. No homo, we long stroking. Everything that we're doing is promoting and getting money on the side that y'all really hoping. Because y'all really can't get it, so y'all really hoping. But I'm sticking to my game like I'm really poking. So we're going to do this shit right, though. If they don't see me left, like a right flow. Well, I got the right flow and I got the type, though. And Feed the Wolves grind so hard, they got to type those. Put it on the check and sign it. End of the crazy scripture. Because they don't know. We some crazy... Because I'm about to get the game in a crazy figure. I'm about to make the game 8 like a crazy figure. What y'all saying about the game? You ain't basically figure that you got to do your thing and then basically figure what you about to do after that. Get a good manager and bat that. Everything is mass flax. I'm about to get the game in a mass flat. I'm about to put the game in a mass flat. That means you ain't going nowhere. Feed the wolves, we on the ground like we ain't going nowhere. Yeah, that's a freestyle for you.
Bro.
And they be like, why this nigga still going? I be like, well, I'm a freestyle dude. And Money Mo is a grind. That's a freestyle fool. Y'all can see me out there. Put him on the wolf status. They all on the pick. That's a wolf status. You heard?
All right, now you heard. Yo, that was Money Mo Live with the freestyle on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Diva Spot, Feed the Wolves. It's Thursday, man. It's Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. If you want to go in, go get you a Wolves. If you want to step your game up, go get you a Wolves. If you want to get it popping off and you want to get it like you get that freestyle going real hard, go get you a Wolves, man. Money Mo is definitely getting his. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, co-host Future Guru 100. I'm getting mine, man.
No downloads, no mixtapes.
Yeah.
Money Mo. Know what I mean? How you feel every time you take a step up? Somebody try to bring you down. All you gotta do is keep it moving, know what I mean? Work hard and grind hard. Don't be discouraged, know what I mean? Just give them something not to talk about. Stop, stop.
I got so much up on my head, how the fuck am I gonna stay? Oh, I'm staying in my lane, why the devil's trying to throw me off? I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I said I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I got so much up on my head, how the fuck am I gonna stay? Oh, I'm staying in my lane, why the devil's trying to throw me off? I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I said I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine.
Every time I'm stepping up, one person try to bring me down. I pull it all together, compilation style. Money Mo, I'm thinking how can I be so fucking great? You see music all in my face, I'm coming first, you second place. Niggas got it fucked up, thinking I won't fuck it up. All I do is work, stand firm and never switch up. Like the homie Smurf said, my target's on birthday. Simon says, go, get low, I'm about to swerve leg. Mo got that block fire, mine's is my top fire. Smoke liars and get your back popping like bike tires. Swaggers on skydiver, out of space night rider, suicide beat killer, white chalk outliner. Every track outshiner, my verses on E-pill. Come to the back blocks, I show you how that heat feel. Overdosing, rollercoasting, damn I'm on the hill. And I'm my worst critic, who give a fuck what I feel.
I got so much up on my head, how the fuck am I gonna say it? Staying in my lane, why the devil trying to throw me off? I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I said I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I got so much up on my head, how the fuck am I gonna say it? Oh, I'm staying in my lane, why the devil trying to throw me off? I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine. I said I'm gonna get mine, get mine, get mine.
They say God bless the child that hold his own. What about the nigga that hold his peoples down? For real in the struggle, you know? Life's an everyday hustle. You gotta apply muscle. It's my story.
I remember the days when we were shooting hoops, while the pretty ladies jump roped and hula hoops. Nowadays, block parties and the funerals, friends and foes, camouflage, no telling who is who. Mama stretched, chewing nails to the cuticles. Life is ugly now, it used to be so beautiful. Baseball, handball, little scully. Kids used to visit the park and never worry. Now shots ring in the park and people hurry, ducking while they leaving the park. Somebody bloody in the end, but everybody used to be friends. Somebody dead over what? Something foolish again. Back then we was cool, or we used to pretend. Things change, you realize love and money don't blend. You gotta always watch how close you get to associates. Keep your eyes on every nigga you're rolling with it.
Yeah. My mother, every nigga I know locked up. Every nigga I know dead. Every nigga I know on my street trying to get out of here.
All my feet, you know, all my own.
The hood ain't the same no more, niggas is living foul. Nothing personal, it's strictly business now. They say that money is the root of all evil shit. Money got us niggas destroying our own people. Shit, money make you feel real good until you're losing. Now money got you all stressed out and looking stupid. That's a slave mentality, a harsh reality. Not to mention reminiscing of the cavalry. You disagree, well, express your point validly. Tell me why our children's cries are so silent, please. Inside the home, it's supposed to be love. Nick's miracle, Sean Brown murdered in cold blood. This is what I call monkey business. Genocide taking our own lives. Damn it, it hurts to witness. My people suffer no respect for their color. Rocking all types of flags representing the color. Man, life is getting harder, something gotta give. Crooked system give us difficult instructions how to live. Kids starving, empty boxes, cartons in the fridge. I pray our future look a lot more bright than this. Hoping that the Lord don't ignore my calls. Father, forgive me, I done been through it all. Been up, been down, took some serious falls, but kept it moving like a G, still brushing it off. My actions, only God can judge it. Niggas hate to see me shine, but my mama, she love it. But sometimes she complain about the evil in the game, and I tell her when death calls, I ain't going in vain. Look through my children, Lord willing, no more suffering. Long days of cold nights on the block hustling, fighting with niggas or me and my shorty tussling. Cops on my back still trying to lock a brother in.
Welcome back, y'all. That was Domination with On My Own, Naked On My Own, man. You already know it's Feed the Wolves. You tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. I'm definitely bringing that hip-hop history to you. My co-host, Feature Guru 100, definitely holding us down with that crazy, crazy promo, man. Look out, yo. Go holler at Future Guru 100 and ask him about that ultimate promo. Nobody is promo like him. Nobody's creating a buzz for you like him. Nobody can do the job that he does, man. You step your game up and go holler at that man right now, man. That's what it is. That's how we get in there each and every day, man. It started off as one show. Now we rocking 6 days a week, five different shows. And all because of Future Guru 100 and the grind that the whole team put in, man. That's what it's all about, yo.
Yeah, I want to say one thing, man. I see all you copycats out here think y'all going to do it like me. It's funny, but I want you to keep grinding. You will probably catch up one day, but I'm going to be so far in the clouds. You still going to have to look up, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to tell y'all that do it the right way. Don't burn the bridges. Do what you say you're going to do, because you can't do what I do. Just do what you say you're going to do. Don't worry about me. I see you checking me out. It's all funny. It's all love. I'm flattered, actually. I'm flattered to death. But like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like, I put something on Lime Links for B-Bonds yesterday. Shout out to B-Bonds. Almost 2,000 downloads in 24 hours. Are y'all serious? Knock it off. Just turn that into sales next time, because that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? We just giving y'all a little song for the streets. There's a lot of music on deck, so don't sleep on it. But I'm just letting you know what I'm capable of, and y'all will never be able to do it like me, so keep trying. I love y'all to death. I ain't hating. I just want you to know. But do what you say you're going to do. Don't try to do what I do. You can't catch me. I'm 10 steps ahead of you niggas. So you know what? I want you to keep grinding, though. So, like, all you promo cats, like to throw promo now on Twitter, like you something such and such promo. But I'm gonna tell you something. GTOF, GTFOH, or whatever. However you say it. All right, GTFOH. You know what that means? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, what up? So, where's mommy? Like, do what you do, but have fun doing it. I'm having fun with what I do. I'm just playing, matter of fact.
Yo, Guru, I want to touch on that right there because I be seeing people stressing behind what they do. Like, you know, you got to do what you love doing. If you do something you love doing, you will never work a day in your life, man. We make money regardless. We make money regardless. It's just we be doing so much that we don't have time to play with you new niggas. I don't have time to play with you new niggas. I can't wait to get my hoodie, my black and pink, my pink and black hoodie. Oh, I'm going to get the most fierce boots to go with them. Yo, I'm out of money more to get Feed the World on my boots. I'm going to get some snow boots. Yeah, I'm getting the chain too. That's right, Feed the World 100. I'm going to have my chain, my hoodie, and I'm going to get some snow boots with the fuzz on them. I might get the black boots with the pink fuzz on them, the pink fur at the top, and get Feed the Wolves across them bitches. Don't play with me, yo. Yeah, I'm thinking about that right now. Thankfully, I'm doing the show because I'm going to be hollering at Money Mo after the show. Yo, y'all already know what it is. You tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. I got my calls, Future Guru 100 live in the building. Like, this how we do it each and every day. Like, shout-out to Domination for that joint right there. Make it on my own. On my own, man. That's so much. That's grinding music to, like, the ultimate. Like, I always keep a pair of Radio Raheem headphones with me, and I just love just to be able to lay back on my diva bed and listen to real hip hop. Like sometimes it put me to sleep, but that one right there, I said, yeah, I definitely can feel that one. That's definitely a hot joint right there. Y'all make sure y'all go and holler at that right now. Tell them where they can get that at Future Guru 100. Holler at me on Twitter.
You could go to domination_FDW. You know what? He rocking it. I'm rocking it. Smurf rocking it. The whole team rocking it. But you know what? I'm going extra hard on that track because when I first heard it, I was stunned. I was like, that's hot right there. I sat back and the first thing I did was send it to Diva Mary Kay. She been had it. She had it since I had it. And I asked her what she thought about it. We just chopped it up on that. I said, what did you like about it? She just came out with the hula hoops verse, like just like he was spinning. She's feeling it, you know what I'm saying? She went in like she liked it that much. Like she heard one of the first things he said in the record. And like, you know what, not for nothing, when you listen to it again, you're going to want to listen to it again to catch everything because it's a history. It's already history in that song. It's a classic. It sounds like it's destined to be a classic. And the boy went in, man, and he's just showing you a little bit of the flow, showing you a little bit of the creativity, and he's showing you a little bit about the tribute that he's doing to the game, to his life. And you know what? If you ain't living your life in hip-hop, I'm not following you, dog.
Yeah, I want to add to that feature. I want to add to that Feature Group 100. No fake talk on the record. Real talk on the records, man. That's what I respect. Real talk on the records. Don't send me a video. All right, cool. Send me a video. But I'm not going to watch a video. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play it. I'm going to close my eyes and see if that music, what you saying, can paint a picture for me. That's what real artists do. When they make it a music, they on the mic, they in the studio going crazy. Their music can paint a picture. It paint the video for you. Not what somebody put together and what the industry and the label made you a puppet as and cut up all your work. Not with let me say this right here, the puppet videos. Go ahead, Guru.
Nah,
I got a throwback for you, too.
I ain't even know you were going. I didn't even know you were going on them like that.
I'm definitely going in. When you send me your music, I sit back. I got my Radio Raheems. I got like two or three pairs, man. Just in case. I need one in the bathroom. I need one in the bedroom. And I need one in the kitchen where I make magic happen in there. Diva Mary K. Cooker Skills is a killer. Put your best B up to me. I'm a getter. But, yo, I definitely listen to the music. The real music should be able to paint a picture for the listener, for the consumer. It should be marketable. If all you're talking about is... Go ahead.
I'm glad that me and you can talk about this music. I'm glad that when we hear something hot, we're going to chop it up. We're going to, you know, we discuss the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
We got to work in a relationship, and we love what we do. And I just want you to know, like, we true to this, and we not accepting y'all's garbage, man.
Mm-mm.
Go.
We're not going to do it.
Nah, we not accepting y'all's garbage.
Y'all killing my baby. Y'all killing hip-hop. That's my baby, yo. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. My co-host, Future Guru 100. And I'm about to bang y'all in the head one more time because the world is a ghetto, man.
Me.
Watch how fast I put these hands on your bitch ass.
try to load them dice, you'll meet the grave digger. Cause game recognized, game shiesty ass nigga. See how that mean fools die for less than a goddamn cigarette butt for fucking with my set. So get that frown off your face, buster. Cause your ghetto ain't no harder than mine, motherfucker.
What we see.
Welcome back. It's your girl Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Feed the World's Diva Edition. I got my co-host Tay Black live in the building, and the world is a ghetto, man. Shout out to Scarface, man. OG. Shout out to that man right there. That's how we get it in each and every day. Shout out to Maybach too, man. We got this hot joint. I definitely got it in the arsenal. I got this hot joint. With Maybach and his, let me pull that up. Maybach featuring Young Breed, Triple C's, and Hennessy, Test Me. It was actually produced by Arizona Slim. So this damn thing is hot.
Good. I just hope.
Guru.
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
That's definitely what it is, man. The world is a ghetto, man.
That was hot right there. I appreciate you playing that.
How to get it down, man. We definitely going to get into this joint. It's called Test Me. Guru sent this to me. I got a chance to listen to it. Shout out to Maybach, man. Definitely shout out. Maybach Dice. Shout out to Maybach Dice, man. I'm about to play this joint right here. Maybach Dice. Featuring Young Breed. Triple C's all over on the... on all over this situation. And if he is on there, it's called Test Me, man. I love music. I'm a junkie to music, man. I'm such a junkie to music. It's getting out of control, man. Everything I'm doing is music. I've always been like that, though. Always been a music person, a music head. I always find a way to let use the music to kind of escape from the nonsense and the things that's going on in the world, man. That's definitely what's up. Music can move you in so many directions. It's ridiculous. And I got to say this, too. This just came to me. Like, for all the artists, whether you rap, you sing, or whatever you do, make sure you're versatile, man. Make sure you're versatile in everything that you do and every situation that you're going, because that's what it's about, yo. If you ain't got no versatility, you ain't going nowhere. You're just going to be left behind. You're going to be sitting there stuck. And, I only do R&B. I only do rap music. I don't do pop music. Well, you're going to be right there popping your head to your own shit. Because when you get to these labels, they don't care.
What you playing now, baby?
I got some stuff going on here. We got to refresh this arsenal right here and make sure we get it all together, because it's only right. Blog Talk better act like I ain't on basic service. I'm telling you, that shit right
here. All I want to say, tonight's show was the shit. And
yeah,
I appreciate you having those tracks on deck, and I appreciate you playing my request, because you know what, I got some joints in the arsenal too, and I appreciate you just going in and just supporting this real hip hop music and teaching them what they need to be getting inspired by. You know what? Because you know what, the past, the classics can be an inspiration to your music. Like, ain't nobody telling you how to do your thing, but you really need to check out what's going on and what's been, what's already, who already came before us. You need to pay homage.
Definitely pay homage. And while we talking about paying homage, tell somebody, yo, test me, man.
I got the heart of a lion, nigga, I ain't lying. I'm the nigga running from me, swear I'm popping that eye. Popping bottles, fucking first class flying. Oh, shit, I'm extremely high.
extremely high.
I'm a $1 million man, young Ted DiBiase, and my net is spread. See the fans running hard. Triple C, they swear we selling solid. I just got a spot jumping like a West Coast Rollick. Dade County swagger, so the rims a little bigger. I got cash cutting cookies, so it's cut though, nigga. Deep ties, a lot of bosses on my line. I like to send the hater back who couldn't stop me if they tried. Big booty black, yellow bone line. I ain't lying, this shit get hard as a line. Had to fuck about 45 times. Bought a new Glock 40, but it's 45 fine. Last time you saw the 45 line. I ain't lying, so you know the bitch fly. Hustle clown with the drug lord's bag. Got the heart of a lion, this is pressure on fire.
I got the heart of a lion, nigga, I ain't lying.
I got the heart of a lion, nigga. I ain't lying. Y'all better know who y'all fucking with when y'all fucking with it, for real. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We get in there each and every Thursday with Feeding the Wolves, man. Make sure y'all holler at all the G's, man. If we can't Google you, you're not doing business. So know when you holler at us with your music. Know when you holler at us about your situation. After we view your Twitter page, your little Twitter page, your little Facebook, whatever that you're doing, we're going to say, okay, that's fine. I read you a little about me, a.k.a. public announcement. Those little info boxes, those are not bios. Those are about me. Those are not bios. Those are about me. It's a little bit about me. So the second thing we're going to do after we see you and see what's going on, we Googling you. So make sure you step your Google game up, man.
Gotta recommend.
Yo. I got Future Guru 100 live on the line. That man over there working.
You already know I'm working.
You
see me working. I know you know I'm working. And that's one thing you ain't got to worry about.
Right. Yo, it's the battlefield out here. Shout out to B-Bonds, man.
B-Bonds, World Domination Wednesdays are.
Ow.
That was a marketing genius thing that he came up with, and I ran with it. Like, I thought I was the marketing king, but he just came up and said, I'm going to call this thing World Domination Wednesday. So wherever he got that from, I appreciate it. And they watching it, man. They just ate it up yesterday, man. They ate it up yesterday.
That's
how we do it.
That's definitely what it's all about at the end of the day, man. You now rocking with, yo, my energy level just is crazy. It's just crazy right now. Like, yo, this how we get in there each and every day, man. Shout out to Five Alive. Shout out to Bangham. Shout out to Money Mo. Shout out to Mikey T, the movie star. Shout out to Ferrari S Live. You know, just coming on and showing some love. The list goes on and on. South Park, The Dawn, Five Alive. Yo, it's super crazy out there, man. Know what you're doing when you're doing it. You might get your ass bit by wolves. Yo, Guru.
What up?
Yo, tell the people what they don't know, man.
Tell them what they don't know.
I'm getting refreshed over here. Tell the people what they don't know.
What they don't know is that I will actually start up your Twitter fan page, and I will maintain and build your fan base. Okay, so listen very carefully. I knocked $600 off the price. So instead of charging you 3 stacks, which is $3,000, I'm going to charge you $2,400. And if you got a budget, you really need to be getting on this. Because I look around and I see some of y'all just getting on Twitter and everything. And I ain't knocking what you do on your movement. But if you're going to act a fool on Twitter, you need to have a Twitter page so I can take care of your business on Twitter. And it's just that simple. Let me do the marketing while you act a fool. Whatever you don't got time for, I'll do it. And I got a lot of support, a lot of people helping me promote. So that's why I'm laughing at all these other cats that think they're going to get up here and do it like me when they ain't got no team. What they looking around when they going to look around, or they might as well be looking in the mirror. So do what you do. Just know who I am. And get at me at futureguru100@gmail.com. Or you can hit my Twitter at futureguru100 to get the business info. D Diva Mary Kay is all involved. She's a heavy promoter. And guess what? I'm not just a promoter. I'm a marketing person. I do marketing. So if y'all don't understand that, I know you don't understand it. But it's really what you need. So come to me for some understanding, and let's get it popping. And I really just want to say that I'm here to help, and I'm here to elevate your movement. And you can't be whack, number one. Mm-hmm. You cannot be whack. I got to believe in what you're doing. Or else you might
you
as well
gotta
just
believe in it, too. If you don't believe in you and you just in it for the money, you ain't going to do nothing but make brown pennies, man. You got to believe in what you're doing, get it popping, man. Make sure y'all follow Future Guru 100 on Twitter at www.twitter.com/FutureGuru100. Holla at me, too, as well. Follow me on Twitter. Matter of fact, Google me. Google Diva Mary Kay, DivaMaryKay, no short K, Kay. Make sure y'all Google us and get it in. You know, we definitely going in with that ultimate promo package. We definitely got $8 daily on deck, and mixtape MP3 promo on deck, crime family on deck, yo. We definitely going in. Even with the OG coffee, we definitely going in. Make sure you follow Mommy Miles, and y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Frontline Fridays is going down, Diva Spot Radio, ENT, each and every day. Holla at you, girl, man. You already know what it is. Stick to the G code. We out of here, man.
Keep on following me. Where's she going? Yeah, I heard about that. Hello? Diva Mary Kay, where you at, baby?
Man. Motherfucker. Follow the nigga around, dude. That's real. Shit, y'all. Fuck these fans.
I don't wanna run no more, but I know that if I stop, I'll be another nigga headed to heaven, hanging with pops. These motherfuckers look at me like I'm a slanger, making threats to my family, dog. I'm in danger. Who do you call when these agents want you dead? And they hit these penitentiaries and niggas make a pledge, so I just been ducked to bed. All my homies stuck out on indictments, caught up on the phone talking prices.
Hello?
25 is life's the mandatory minimum. My whole community gets treated like they criminals. Crying and bitches getting motherfuckers hung. Gotta see out on the inside and everybody's hung. Mothers and fathers separated from their sons. Households are broken, you couldn't hold your tongue. If it's yours, say it's yours, take the case, do your time.
You was out here getting money from it, everything was fine.
Now you crying in your jail cell, stressing on the case. And the DA's at a nigga every other day. I can see it in your face, in the middle of your soul. You in question of your manhood, homie.
Keep it cold.
We don't talk to bullies, we don't make a peace.
Hey, I've been going.
Yo, we gotta stop the music, yo. We gotta stop the music. This is a public service announcement, man. We got Southpaw the Dog live in the building. Southpaw, what's going on, baby?
Wait. It was good. How y'all doing out there tonight, man? Shout out to all my people in the Feed the Wolves fam. You know I'm holding it down over here.
Oh, you already know what it is.
Who that? Man.
That's Southpaw the Dog, baby. He's a girl. What was good, man?
Call. Hey, Southpaw, you wildin'. I just beat the clock. I'm glad y'all are helping me out playing that shit, man. That's mad love. That's mad love. I appreciate that for real. No joke.
He literally beat the clock with 1 minute, yo. We still airing, but yo, he literally beat the clock on 1 minute. Like, yo, big shout out to you. Southpaw the Dog for that no hook joint. That definitely no hook joint is hot. You know, and Reaching for the Stars is hot too. But you know, it's definitely heavy in rotation. You know what we doing? We feeding the wolves, man.
I appreciate it. Much love. Shout out to all my people. Bang 'em. You know what's up? Damo, Money Mo, Five Alive, Red. What up? Future Guru. What's good, man? Fucking everybody
it,
out there doing their thing, man. Maybach Dice, what's good? Everybody, man. I mean, we just doing the damn thing, and we're going to keep it rolling until somebody out there realizes that we can't be stopped. And that's just what it is.
Y'all already know. Uh-huh. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT.
Yeah,
we're going to let you through. Oh, no.
Make
yeah,
sure
me
you tune in, everybody. DJ Mary Kay, she holding it down.
You
word
already
up.
Know, man. I'm going to let Teacher Guru get the final word, and then we out of here.
All
listen,
right, y'all. Take it easy. Have a good
what
night.
What I need to do before I go is www.feeddawolves.net. Feedthewolves.net. It's not one D, it's two D's. Feedthewolves.net. So shout out to Bell Smurf.